When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Dead in Hip Hop audio review, Wiz Khalifa Rolling Papers. Now look, if you don't know who the hell Wiz Khalifa is, you just don't listen to hip hop. Also, we did Kush and Orange Juice, a classic. Yeah, fight me did. If you want to. Hit me up on Twitter. You know where I stay. With that being said, Wiz Khalifa Rolling Papers, this was his debut album, released on Atlantic Records. Came out March 28, 2011. So we're talking about 10 years old, 10 plus years old now. Ken, this is probably the least revisited Wiz project in the Wiz Khalifa discography. You know, I go to Taylor All the Dice before I go to this. I go to Cabin Fever. I know you can't stand that project. You know, definitely Cushion OJ, but this one here, and you know, it's been some years since I listened to this whole thing, and I think it hit me today. I think, look. For all of the OG listeners, we did this when it first came out. I drove Rod's Charger up out that damn parking deck. It was me, BZ, and Ken. And my C-Time wasn't even really, you know, all in on Dead and Hip Hop just yet.
I don't think he was on that one, was he?
No. Nah.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't on Rolling Papers.
That was just us.
That was just me, you, and B. It was just me, you, and B. But, this the production on this sounds very white girl. Mm-hmm. It sounds very college teen party. And at the time, I couldn't put my hand on it. But at the same time, we started in 2011. So my analytical brain and how I can express myself and express what I feel, what the music is telling me, I wasn't as good then as I am now. But this is very college-y. And then also, if you go back and read, Wiz Khalifa talked about when he signed his deal and all of that, he basically went to the studio and they had all of these beats already picked. And he's like, well, what would you do with this and do this? And, you know, so he didn't really have much say in how the music sounded.
A lasers, kind of like a laser.
Like a lasers. Yeah. And you know, Wiz said, you know, I'm so, you know, new into the game. I just wanna make an album. I just wanna put it out. I just wanna make my money. I wanna ride the wave that I created with Cushion Orange Juice. But to me, I think personally, if Wiz had it to do it over again, I think he would do different.
Yeah. Yeah,
he would do this different. I think that he would have more say so on the production, because going back and really listening to these songs, Ken, Wiz was there. Wiz was there. The Cushion OJ Wiz was there. But it didn't give us enough of it was too far out of Wiz's comfort zone. And it's too early to start pushing artists on their first project out of their comfort zone. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And you know, we said that there were a couple of joints on here from way back then that felt like Cushion OJ. Hopes and Dreams, The Race, those two primarily only. Black and Yellow obviously is hard. Probably his biggest single ever, mm-hmm. outside of the one that he did for Fast and Furious. On My Level is hard with Too Short. You know what I'm saying? But the rest of this is just, It's just too teeny bopper. You know what I'm saying? But Wiz was there, Ken. Wiz was there. I think I was just too angry at the time because I really wanted Wiz to, you know, blow the hell up, which he did. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, he did.
You know, but I felt like this was a big misstep. You know what I'm saying? Coming off a cushion, Orange Juice, and then this is the debut. It's just like, no, no, this is the wrong move. But, you know, obviously overall, it panned out for Wiz, and Wiz is a megastar now. But again, probably my least revisited Wiz project.
Yeah, it's you know, I was really actually interested in listening to this because it's been so long.
Mm-hmm.
And it still isn't good. Which I was like 10 years later, I was like, you know, I would think I would feel somewhat differently outside of a couple of songs here or there. But yeah, there, you know, that back history you gave about what he said, mm-hmm. Explains the disconnection between this, mm-hmm. and this project and Cushion Orange Juice, the sound of Cushion, mm-hmm. Orange Juice. And that's why I felt like such a letdown. I can't remember because I know I probably went crazy on this joint back then. But yeah, man, it's just like he really let the label kind of mess with him. And I think having that big single Black and Yellow, I mean, go everywhere, it worked. Mm-hmm. But I think in the description they said they called it like party rap. Mm. And I don't know if this necessarily hurt Wiz, but Wiz had moderate success, but he didn't have success he could sustain.
Mm-hmm.
And, mm-hmm. you know, it's almost like he was a product of that time,
mm-hmm.
you know, because this was the internet era. So here's another guy that's coming out of the internet, the blogosphere, and blowing up, mm-hmm. along with Drake, Wale,
mm-hmm.
and all the other, mm-hmm. other guys.
Mm-hmm.
And for all intents and purposes, with the sound and the style of music he made, he should still be out here rapping. Now, it may have been a personal choice, but he should still have a career in here more than what he has.
Well, here's the thing. I think that, you know, Ken, when we look at hip-hop artists, we look at consistency,
mm-hmm.
right, for the most part. But sometimes you have those anomalies where they may not be consistent, but their hits are so big that they don't have to be, right? Like Drake, right? Mm-hmm. We get on Drake a lot. And there's always a handful of songs that I fucking love on a project, but then it's like, damn, Drake, but you didn't give me what I wanted. Even though I can always take something away. And then obviously Drake's biggest hits are fucking mega hits, mm-hmm. where if the album don't do shit, he gonna eat off them singles. And when you look at Wiz's career, his career is single driven. So he's not a one hit wonder. He's just a multiple hit wonder. He's just not an album or project artist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the project itself isn't going to carry Wiz. It's going to be driven by those singles and the things that people gravitate toward when it comes to Wiz. And I think that's the reason why he's still been kind of relevant. But like you said, he's not at the forefront. But I feel that Wiz should have been one of those guys.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Wiz should have been one of those guys.
Because I thought the way it started with When I'm Gone, like it kind of sets you up. And while I didn't care for where that song eventually went, I love how, you know, the intro, the opening to it.
Mm-hmm.
But then On My Level, Bang, of course, Hard, you already talked about Black and Yellow. Yep. Race. Oh.
But hold on, don't skip. Because Roll Up, like knowing Wiz and then saying, okay, fine, the first three joints is hard, and you see Roll Up, and then you hear that, and it's just like, that's Teeny Bopper.
You're like,
what the fuck is that?
Yes. Even to this day, I'm like, yo, like, what the hell was he thinking when he did that? Hopes and Dreams, I didn't fuck with that mm-hmm. heavy. Like, I don't think it picked up again for me.
Until the race,
yeah. Yep, until the race. And then,
now, Hopes and Dreams is dope.
That one?
Yeah, that sounds like it could be on Cushion OJ.
Yeah, probably so. Did I fuck with Star of the Show? Not really. I don't think it's bad, though. There was another one on here that I like. But I cannot find it. No Sleep is just, oh, my God, what the hell is that? But, yeah, I think college rap is a good, accurate description because those were a lot of the people that were listening to a lot of this stuff. They were mm-hmm. kind of driving and pushing the culture forward there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get your shit. Like, it just didn't work. I thought Top Floor was cool. I like that one. Yep, I like that one. But it's just not enough on here to make it work fully.
Nah.
Even the joint with Currency kind of.
Yeah, it was.
You know, it didn't work.
Yeah. Nah.
But I like that we went back and just kind of revisited it. You know, it had 10 years to kind of grow and kind of breathe and live on its own. And while I still feel the same, you know, it don't hurt to kind of go back and say, okay, you know, was I tripping them?
Yeah.
You know, what have my sound and taste evolved much? Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it came out March 28, 2011, 14 songs, 58 minutes. Kent, did you have favorites here?
Yeah, On My Level, The Race, and Top Floor.
But so for me, give me On My Level, Black and Yellow, Hopes and Dreams, The Race. But look, guys, you already know it's the fourth quarter. Light is at, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
That's crazy.
We getting there. We are getting there. DE365 is alive and well. Thank you guys for the support. We throwing up them shots, so that means we'll be up tomorrow with another one. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.